When suicide hits close to home. I'm Pat Farnak with the WCBS Health and Wellbeing Report, sponsored by Valley Health System, enhancing the health and well-being of Northern New Jersey. Michael E. Stollard, who wrote Connection Culture, had a friend who he saw just before the friend committed suicide.
In the case of my friend, I did see him across the room. He waved at me and smiled. And, you know, I had been out of touch with him for maybe 6 months. But before that, we were in touch weekly. There were no signs that I could see, and other friends of ours that I've spoken with, we didn't pick up on anything going on.
But sometimes the person doesn't let on and may feel that talking won't do any good. But if you get a hint of something amiss, do reach out. Also, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline is there 24/7 at 1-800-273-TALK. The entire interview at WCBS880.com/health. I'm Pat Farnak, WCBS News Radio 880.